When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's ready, everybody. He's ready for a competition Wednesday. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. If you're going, wait, not my beat is supposed to be here. You're correct, but we are moving things around because the one and only John Keim is going to join us coming up at 5:30 today. 5:30, Keim, tell your friends. Also, Anthony, you know how we can send out those alerts on the Odyssey app? Can we do an alert at 5:30 for Keim? Keim's worth an alert.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, excellent. In the meantime, sir, are you ready to learn if, for the first time in a month, you have beaten me in a competition Wednesday?
Does this sound like you know something?
I plead the fifth.
You're smiling mighty hard over there, Craig.
But I could be happy for you.
Nah, because it could be one of those situations where I think I got you all wrapped up, and next thing you know, I lose, just like 2 weeks ago.
Let's find out.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's find out. Let us find out. If you're new to the show, or you typically don't get to hear Competition Wednesday, you maybe hear about it, but you're in your car and done by 5:30, so you're hearing it for the first time today here at 5 o'clock, here's how this works. Every week, Anthony and I pick three games against the spread each. Not the same three games. Then we pick one game that is a tiebreaker that is the same game should we need it. Things have gone quite well for me. I am 22-5 in the season in games that I have selected. Anthony did pull above 500 last week. He is, I believe, 14-13 on the season. So, last week, I was 3-0 for the third straight week. Really frustrating for Anthony. I know that I dropped a game this week, which is where we start, because Anthony, the first game that I picked, I believe, last week, was the Washington Commanders.
Ah.
And had Jaden Daniels hit Terry McLaurin on any of those bombs, or had Greg Joseph even made that field goal to put them up 10 late, maybe the Saints just eat it, maybe they don't score, situation plays out a little differently, and the Washington Commanders cover a 7.5-point spread. They certainly played at a level that they should have, but they didn't. Oh, man, I got to say, too, by the way, if it was 6.5 or 7, and that touchdown that shouldn't have counted at the end of the game had been the difference in covering or not, I would have been livid. Livid. I probably would have been like, it doesn't count. Like, that's the kind of thing that in Vegas they take off the board. They're just like, nope, everybody gets their money back. But it was 7.5, so that touchdown didn't matter. And thus, I am 0-1. I have missed a game for the first time in a month, Anthony.
Let's clap it up for you, Craig.
Yay!
You're human.
All right, your first game, Anthony. You decided to bet on the Dallas Cowboys.
Woohoo! Let's go.
The Cowboys were 3-point dogs to the Carolina Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, give me Carolina. Yep. But, you know, I was like, ah, let's not touch that game for me, but I would have been on Carolina had we. You were right, man. Cowboys dog walked the Panthers. Panthers look like the Panthers of old. Cowboys look like the Cowboys of competence. All of a sudden, big old win. They won outright. Anthony, I'm 0-1. You're 1-0.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
I didn't even know you had that.
I got a couple of drops over here.
Oh, you want to use them every once in a while?
Oh, I mean, I have to know what's going to be happening for me to like pull them out. But I know for a fact the Cowboys at once. I was like, oh, let me go get mine.
How about them Cowboys? The words that are coming out of my mouth?
I just got to remind folks I got stuff too.
See, yeah, yours are closer. Mines are in this system over here.
Oh.
He almost pooted on himself.
It's a classic. Classic. You've been with the show a while. Okay, next up. The Cincinnati Bengals were 5-point favorites over the Tennessee Titans. And thanks to the stylings of one William Mayonnaise Levis, the Cincinnati Bengals covered that and then some. The Bengals, they won by a lot. Titans, that was a weird-ass football game. But Titans did not cover. Anthony, I am 1-1. Next up for you, Anthony, a team that I would never take. A team that I absolutely despise. In fact, the team that I despise, you had the New York Jets plus 3.5 over the Jacksonville Jaguars. And thanks to Devontae Adams having 198 yards. Did he do that all in the second half, by the way? I was listening to the Athletic Football Show earlier, and they thought that he did. Did he have?
I think he did. I'm not going to lie.
I think he went 9 for 198 in the second half alone, which is on pace for a 400-yard receiving day. They did indeed cover that. A couple too many Mac Jones whoopsies. And Anthony, going into the final games here, you're 2-0. I'm 1-1.
Oh, it was Jets plus 3.5?
Jets plus 3.5.
I really took a lot of the dogs last week, huh?
You did take some dogs last week.
Yeah.
And it mostly worked for you.
Yeah.
I took all favorites, which I hate doing. And luckily, two of the three worked for me. Because the Philadelphia Eagles curb stomped the Pittsburgh Steelers. I got a little lucky here that George Pickens didn't play. But hey, that's them's the breaks. We pick the games. We see what happens. But I really leaned into that. I thought Pittsburgh would play a lot of man coverage. I thought that was a bad idea against Philly. That's exactly what happened. Jalen Hurts had his best game in weeks. Philadelphia wins. I finish the week at 2-1. And that's when it all went horribly wrong now, didn't it? For our lad Anthony Haney, pending the tiebreaker. Because, Anthony, do you know who the third team that you bet on was?
I know I got one of the games wrong, and I think I said it yesterday.
It was your boys.
Oh, the Colts minus 4. Plus 4.
You got let down by those closest to you. Anthony, you bet on the Colts to cover 4 against the Broncos, and it looked so good. It looked so good because Jonathan Taylor was running, and he had no one in front of him. He just had to get across the goal line. And who knows how that game turns out if that swing doesn't happen. Because the Colts later get pick 6'd on a double pass. You're not throwing a double pass if you're up 2 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Game totally swings. Swings so far that the Denver Broncos cover the 4. And you finish 2-1. Which means we go to the tiebreaker. Anthony, do you know what the tiebreaker was?
Don't tell me it was Bills Lions.
Anthony, the tiebreaker
no!
was Bills Lions. and I picked the Bills plus two. Not only did the Bills cover the two, Anthony just got up out of his chair and is slowly walking across the studio. His head is in his hands. He's upset. He is upset, and I would be too. He has grabbed the rooster sweater that is going to be his punishment. Anthony, the Bills were two-point dogs. They won outright. I win again. Ho-hum. Another competition Wednesday goes in Craig Hoffman's favor. And Anthony has put on the Chris Russell's Rooster Christmas sweater, which features a rooster in overalls. It's about 13 sizes too big for Anthony. He's actually wearing it as a smock. His arms were underneath the sweater. Anthony, on Friday during our NFL picks, you have to wear that for the entire time.
I will be dressing up so I can remotely fit this.
Are you going to put on a Michelin Man suit underneath?
That remains to be seen, Craig, but just know I will come in character.
The rooster's slimming down. That's a little big on him at this point. That's a sweater that was sized for a formerly larger version of the rooster. You're not a big fella. Got a big heart. Lion-hearted. Big soul. Not the world's biggest body for a sweater that size.
It's okay, Craig.
You know what also isn't very big anymore?
What?
Your ego.
I know, literally since that week, Craig, I promise you, I have not done well when it's coming to picking games.
Well, guess what's going to happen? You're going to try again. You're just going to keep on going. So coming up next, Anthony and I pick Week 16's edition of Competition Wednesday. Then John Keim joins us at 5:30 here on The Hoffman Show.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.